Good morning. Welcome to the January 27th, 2026 regular meeting of the San Francisco County Transportation Authority Board. I am Commissioner Myrna Melgar, chair of this board. Our vice chair is Danny Sauter. The clerk today is Amy Sayang. I would also like to acknowledge Susan Enos from SFGov TV for staffing us and during this meeting. Madam Clerk, please call the roll and then make your announcements.
Commissioner Chan. Chan absent. Commissioner Chin. Chin present. Commissioner Dorsey. Dorsey present. Commissioner Fielder. Fielder present. Commissioner Mahmood. Mahmood present. Commissioner Mandelman. Mandelman present. Chair Melgar.
Present.
Melgar present. Vice Chair Sauter. Sauter present. Commissioner Sherrill. Sherrill absent. Commissioner Walton. Walton present. Commissioner Wong. Wong present. Chair, we have quorum. Also, the Transportation Authority welcomes your attendance here in person at the Legislative Chamber, Room 250, second floor of City Hall. When you can't be here, the proceedings are streaming live on sfgovtv.org or airing on SF Cable Channel 26 or 78. Written public comment may be submitted by sending an email to clerk@sfcta.org or by mailing comments via U.S. Postal Service to SFCTA 1455 Market Street, 22nd floor, San Francisco, California, 94103.
Okay, thank you very much, Madam Clerk. Before calling the next item, as Chair, I'd like to invoke Rule 3.26 from the Rules of Order to limit total public comment per item to 30 minutes for today's meeting. Each speaker will have 2 minutes to speak on any given item. Madam Clerk, please call the next item.
Item 2, Chair's Report. This is an information item.
Thank you. Colleagues, with the start of the new year, we have the opportunity to think about our collective efforts to improve transportation in San Francisco. We are proud of the work that we did together last year. Thank you to each of you and to your staff, our partners, and our own Transportation Authority Director and team, thank you, whom we will hear from this morning. Many of these priorities continue into this year, and in fact, yesterday at the Land Use and Transportation Committee, we reviewed them as well. This spans from stabilizing local and regional transit operations to continuing to do everything we can to make our streets safer for all travelers. We also need to focus on advancing our capital funding priorities for the portal, for Muni, for BART, for Caltrain facilities, as well as projects large and small across the city. So now let me congratulate a couple agencies on recent grant awards, which are super important in these lean times. Echoing TIMA Chair Dorsey's remarks from this morning's meeting, congratulations to the John Stewart Company, TIDA, and TIMA for securing $45 million in state affordable housing sustainable communities grant fundings for affordable housing and infrastructure on Treasure Island, including the $3 million for the Yerba Buena Island Bay Skyway multi-use path, which the Transportation Authority is leading. As commissioner also on the Metropolitan Transportation Committee, MTC, I'd like to really thank MTC for recommending $500,000 in community action resources and empowerment, power building and engagement program grant funds to our three community-based organizations serving San Francisco, including $200,000 to Bonafide to provide transportation support to formerly incarcerated individuals, $200,000 to the Bay Area Outreach and Recreation Program to pilot adaptive mobility, micromobility loan programs, enabling wheelchair users to rent wheelchair attachments to transform wheelchairs into scooters or e-bikes, and $100,000 to One Treasure Island for a resident-led ambassador program. Like the prior grants to CBOs in the SoMa and Bayview neighborhoods last November, these awards are really meaningful to the recipients in each of these areas. Congratulations to all the CBOs, and we look forward to supporting these efforts for these important projects. So thank you. With that, I conclude my remarks. If there's any other questions or comments, let's go to public comment, Madam Clerk.
Is there anyone in the chamber who wishes to speak on item 2, the chair's report? There is not.
Let's go to the next item, please, Madam Clerk.
Item 3, Executive Director's Report. This is an information item.
Good morning, Chair Melgar, Commissioners. Pleasure to welcome you back in the new year. There has been some interesting activity already at the federal level. We learned last week that the House of Representatives passed a $1.2 trillion bipartisan package of funding bills that would fund multiple departments, including transportation. And that bill in the transportation side includes $100 million in capital investment grant program funding, advanced funding for the portal. It is unclear if it passes whether the portal would be able to access those funds immediately or if they would be part of a future full funding grant agreement that they could access once the local funds are assembled. But that is good news, and we appreciate the FTA's recommendation for the portal, given its placement in the advanced stages of the CIG program. Of course, the package still needs approval by the Senate, and you've seen some news reports about how that might get additional attention over the next few weeks, so we'll monitor that closely and report on the results next month. Meanwhile, Representative Kevin Mullen invited us to help participate in a hearing on autonomous vehicle safety legislation. There's been a larger bill that was authored by Representatives Bob Latta and Debbie Dingell called the Self-Drive Act. We've been monitoring that and weighing in with industry associations and other cities over the past year that establishes a national framework for regulating AV technology. The concern here is that while there are quite a few good aspects to the bill, it could preempt certain state and local roles. So we are closely monitoring that together with other states and local jurisdictions. Again, Congressman Mullen's bill that he addressed was the AV Safety Data Act, which we helped him, his staff to develop last year and are grateful to him for leading, which expands data reporting and transparency related to AV operations. And in his remarks, he did refer to the recent events in December involving the electrical blackout and the Waymo malfunctions on their operations. So turning to that, of course, you've seen this, it's well covered, and Supervisor Mahmoud has already asked for a hearing at the Board of Supervisors regarding that incident, so we will continue to support that as needed, working with the city and the California PUC, of course, also held a hearing of its own just a few weeks ago where Waymo representatives declined to disclose the number of vehicles that were immobilized on that day when asked by the presiding judge. So hopefully we'll be able to further explore what happened on that day to bring greater transparency and understanding to what happened and how to prevent similar disruptions during resilience events in the future. Turning one last update on the AV side, because Assemblymember Stephanie has commented previously to regulators about ensuring compliance by AV providers. There has been a DMV enforcement action on misleading marketing laws for relating to Tesla's use of the term autopilot and full self-driving. And this order was issued in December. DMV has 60 days to remedy the issue. Otherwise, there could be a suspension of its sales licenses in California in order to stop using those names or demonstrating that their vehicles can operate indeed without human monitoring. This is not a robo-taxi. This is their regular vehicles that they have a full self-driving so-called feature, and it's considered what is known as level 2 rather than level 4 autonomy. So we were appreciative and have briefed her office, appreciative to regulators for seeing this action. Then separately, turning now to the regional level, the Metropolitan Transportation Commission held its first meeting in its role as the public transit revenue measure district, which will eventually govern, if successful, the regional measure for transit authorized by Senate Bill 63. The commissioners voted against placing a measure on the November 26th ballot after considering recent polling results, which showed that a measure is unlikely to reach the two-thirds approval threshold. And instead, during public comment, the coalition called the Connect Bay Area Transit Committee, including Bay Area Council, SPUR, SEIU, Local 1021, and others, announced that they would begin gathering signatures needed to place an initiative on the November ballot as authorized by SB 63, and a citizen ballot would require a simple majority approval for passage. So we'll continue to monitor and report back to you on that, and I believe there will be an item at our board next month regarding a companion local measure. Turning again now to the local side, the hearing yesterday that was held at the Land Use Transportation Committee, requested by Supervisor Sauter, we were able to participate in that. Thank you for inviting our staff. Rachel Hyatt presented and refer folks to that meeting for more background on the extension project or the potential for an extension for Central Subway, the background to that project as well as its position in our vision plan of our countywide transportation plan. We are updating the San Francisco transportation plan, and SFMTA would need to resume some previously initiated studies about the alignment options in order to develop that further, and we anticipate that that will be in time for the next opportunity to really take up these questions about prioritization and funding and development of a handful of projects that are in that vision element of our countywide transportation plan. It's known as the San Francisco Transportation Plan, and that could happen in the next year or two. We will be updating this plan just to keep those projects on the vision element, but then in the future we anticipate prioritization across all the different five projects that are included in that element. The public will be able to weigh in and provide input at this stage in our countywide plan SFTP outreach planned for later this spring. Now at the local level for project delivery, we wanted to mention that SFMTA has selected 11 schools for the 2025-26 walk audits. These are previously funded work from the Prop L program, and the 11 schools that will receive walk audits in the 25-26 school year under the school traffic calming program include Lincoln High School, Balboa High School, Denman, and Leadership Charter High, Bryant Early Education and Elementary, Chinese American International School, Fairmont Elementary, and Gordon J. Lau Elementary, O'Connell High School, J. Sarah Elementary, Presidio Middle, and St. Brigid. MTA does plan to conduct these walk audits this spring and will return to the board in the summer when they are completed to request the release of Prop L funds that have been held on reserve for implementation of these plans. And then finally, I'll just echo again an update that we gave to the TIMA board that we are 1 year into the New York Congestion Reduction Zone program. This pioneering program launched in January and has reduced weekday vehicle trips entering Manhattan Central Business District by about 11%, ranging from 8 to 14 by time of day, with network-wide benefits in the surrounding area that is even greater than the economic impact in the CBD. The program is performing as designed, as traffic speeds are faster for buses and other vehicles. Transit ridership has increased, and streets in the zone are quieter and safer. The zone has also generated about $548 million for subway capital improvements for the New York MTA. And just, you know, today, the Chronicle has covered rising downtown congestion here in San Francisco, and we're, of course, still paused in our downtown congestion study, but closely monitor the results in New York to help inform our work in San Francisco across downtown and Treasure Island. And then finally, we do want to appreciate once again and recognize the departing TIDA leaders, Faye Tsen and Bob Beck. President Tsen stepped down after serving many years on TIDA board, and we just honored Director Beck for his leadership and partnership over the years. He stepped down after 12 years leading the TIDA as director and 37 years with the city. So really want to appreciate his work and an illustrious career and wish him all the best in his next endeavors. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Director. There's no one on the roster with questions or comments, so let's go to public comment on this item, please.
Is there anyone in the chamber who wishes to speak on item 3, the Executive Director's Report? There is not.
Okay, public comment is now closed. Thank you. Let's go to the next item, please, Madam Clerk.
Item 4, approve the minutes of the December 16, 2025 meeting. This is an action item.
I don't see anyone on the roster with questions about the minutes, so let's go to public comment on this item, please.
Is there anyone in the chamber who wishes to speak on item 4, the minutes? There's not.
Okay, public comment is closed. Colleagues, may I have a motion to approve the minutes? Sauter, seconded by Mandelman. Please call the roll, Madam Clerk.
On the motion to approve item four, Commissioner Chan?
Aye.
Chan, aye. Commissioner Chin? Chin, aye. Commissioner Dorsey?
Aye.
Dorsey, aye. Commissioner Fielder? Fielder, aye. Commissioner Mahmood? Mahmood, aye. Commissioner Mandelman?
Aye.
Mandelman, aye. Chair Melgar?
Aye.
Melgar, aye. Vice Chair Sauter?
Aye.
Sauter, aye. Commissioner Sherrill?
Aye.
Sherrill, aye. Commissioner Walton?
Aye.
Walton, aye. Commissioner Wong?
Aye.
Wong, aye. Chair, there are 11 ayes. The minutes are approved.
Great. The motion passes. Madam Clerk, let's go to item number five, please.
Item five, election of chair and vice chair for 2026. This is an action item.
Okay. Colleagues, nominations are now in order for the office of chair. Vice Chair Sauter.
Thank you, Chair. I would be pleased to nominate you, Myrna Melgar, for another term as chair.
Okay. Thank you. There's a second by Cheryl. Any other nominations? Okay. Madam Clerk, let's take public comment on this nomination, please.
Is there anyone in the chamber who wishes to speak on item five, the 2026 chair nomination? There is not.
Okay, let's take the roll on that motion, please.
On the motion in favor of electing Commissioner Melgar for chair, Commissioner Chan?
Aye.
Chan, aye. Commissioner Chin? Chin, aye. Commissioner Dorsey?
Aye.
Dorsey, aye. Commissioner Fielder? Fielder, aye. Commissioner Mahmood? Mahmood, aye. Commissioner Mandelman? Mandelman, aye. Chair Melgar?
Aye.
Melgar, aye. Vice Chair Sauter?
Aye.
Sauter, aye. Commissioner Sherrill?
Aye.
Sherrill, aye. Commissioner Walton?
Aye.
Walton, aye. Commissioner Wong?
Aye.
Wong, aye.
Okay, the motion passes. Madam Clerk, now nominations are now in order for the office of Vice Chair, and I would like to take this opportunity to nominate Vice Chair Danny Sauter again for this position. Seconded, I see, by Commissioner Sherrill. Let's take a public comment on this nomination, please, Madam Clerk.
Is there anyone in the chamber who wishes to speak on item five, the 2026 Vice Chair nomination? There is not.
Okay, public comment on this is closed. Let's take a roll call on that, please, Madam Clerk.
On the motion in favor of electing Commissioner Sauter for Vice Chair, Commissioner Chan?
Aye.
Chan, aye. Commissioner Chin? Chin, aye. Commissioner Dorsey?
Aye.
Dorsey, aye. Commissioner Fielder?
Aye.
Fielder, aye. Commissioner Mahmood?
Aye.
Mahmood, aye. Commissioner Mandelman?
Aye.
Mandelman, aye. Chair Melgar?
Aye.
Melgar, aye. Vice Chair Sauter? Sauter, aye. Commissioner Sherrill?
Aye.
Sherrill, aye. Commissioner Walton?
Aye.
Walton, aye. Commissioner Wong?
Aye.
Wong, aye. Chair, there are 11 ayes. The motion to elect Commissioner Sauter as Vice Chair is approved.
Thank you. Let's go to item number six, please.
Item six, seeking final approval on its first appearance, adopt the 2025 annual report. This is an action item.
Welcome again, Director Chang.
Thank you, Chair, and congratulations. Thank you both to you and Vice Chair Sauter for leading our agency again into the new year. May I have slides, please? And I'm pleased always to present the annual report. This is a rundown of our accomplishments from last year. Chair mentioned many of them in her opening remarks, and I'll just go right into it to provide an overview as well as address some of the upcoming objectives for the new year as I go through the slides. Next slide, please. So these are our functions as your transportation authority. We're a congestion management agency. We're also the sales tax administrator and fund program administrator for a host of fund programs, and we also do lead project delivery and oversight of a number of projects, as you know. So moving on, some of our, I'll use the sort of the normal approach that we do to summarize our work through plan, fund, and deliver. On the planning side, there's been quite a bit of work, including our update of our San Francisco transportation plan and working with MTC on the update of their plan, Bay Area 2050. Thank you, Yvette. And that continues into this year as both agencies agencies are approving the Plan Bay Area at the regional level at MTC, and then our agency will, you all will consider the adoption of our countywide plan, SFTP, later this year. SB 63, of course, was the main focus from a policy standpoint. Really appreciate, again, Chair, your leadership, as well as Senators Wiener, Aragin, and the whole host of public and private leaders across the five counties on this work. Cap and Invest, very importantly, was extended by the legislature, and we worked in coalition with many state and regional entities on that. That's important for all of our transit operators and many other projects that can access those funds, including vehicle and bicycle type programs, electric vehicle type programs. We did, again, go to New York to study their congestion relief zone, and then came back and continued to monitor those conditions there as well as here. And then we did complete many of these studies that you see listed here, the D3 Walter U. Lemon District 3, the Downtown Travel Study, Eco-Friendly, and an AV conceptual safety-focused permitting framework that is getting quite good reception as we bring it forward across across the country. Moving forward, we did conduct quite a bit of outreach, as you'll see, in a whole host of studies. On the next slide, we'll talk a little bit about how they will advance then into 2026. We did a lot of outreach on Brotherhood Way, Inner Sunset, the Freeway Management Study, District 2 Safety Study, as well as a multi-district Vision Zero Ramp project. So you can expect to see these coming forward this year or later this year. We advanced the Geary Fillmore Underpass study and appreciate, again, all of your offices and staff and many of you who have come and provided guidance or participated in all of these planning activities. But that Geary Fillmore Underpass is an exciting Reconnecting Communities grant that we received from the USDOT to look at options for that segment of the roadway in the Fillmore area. Moving on to the next slide, this is just an overview. It's hard to read. I apologize for those in the audience or at home, but it's really just meant to give you a sense of all the different initiatives on the planning and implementation side that you have approved here at the board and that various sponsors are working on, including our agency, SFMTA, and Public Works. These include things like the daylighting and mission-based school access plan, as the aforementioned Walter U. Lum in the safety studies work in every district, really, moving into the Bayview, Minnesota 25th Street intersection. These are things that were delivered in 25, and the ones that are not bolded are the ones that are in progress, again, across all the different districts. Moving to the next slide, we can see, one slide up, please, Yvette. No, the other way, sorry. Yes, the neighborhood program initiatives in 26, these are the ones that are working on, and the asterisks are the ones that we do expect completion of in 2026. So this would be the District 4 shuttle study that is heading to RCAC tomorrow evening and to you all hopefully next month, and the Inner Sunset D7 study, the Dubose Triangle Slow Streets study, as well as some Valencia and other studies in the Mission. Project delivery highlights, next slide, do include some of these really nice events. So really congratulations again to all of these sponsors, from the Alamany Rousseau Traffic Signals in District 11, Safer Taylor, Potrero Gateway in District 10, Buchanan Mall, 6th Street Pedestrian Safety, and YBI Ramps that we were able to give a tour to Chair Malgar last year. Events in 2025 that we also celebrated together with sponsors include the 10-year anniversary of Presidio Parkway, the Oakdale Lighting Project, which was a priority in the Bayview Community-Based Transportation Study, and we celebrated there at the former Southeast facility, BART Fairgates. This was a huge accomplishment on the part of BART, and we participated and provided, I believe, $12 million toward our own station, Fairgates. So we do expect to have quite a few more events this year. We stay tuned for many announcements, and Chair Dorsey's office will also help guide us as we prepare to finish three ramp projects on YBI this year, and then the bike share program we expect to launch as well this spring. Next slide. The Prop L expenditure plan, again, I just want to recognize all of our deputies. This one is led by Anna LaFort and her team, continue to implement our sales tax program, bringing forward the amendment of the final five-year program for muni maintenance last year and the final strategic plan that guides our utilization of the sales tax revenues each year. We allocated about $40 million in sales tax funds just last year and continue to administer the entire program. Many more hundreds of millions of dollars in funds that are outstanding and being delivered by our partners. In 26, we expect to continue that and to continue to monitor the implementation, including the debt program, the revolving loan program that we use to help ensure sponsors have cash for their reimbursements as needed. Next slide. Funding wins from last year included quite a few grants that our partners sought with our support and often with our local match. Muni bus overhauls and cable car barn rehab and slow street funds are what we provided to MTA, but the grants that we did win include $16 million in Regional Measure 3 and some HCD funds that Chair just mentioned for the Bay Skyway multi-use path ferry operations, as well as some of the ferry terminal funds on Treasure Island. The MTA's paratransit program and BART elevator attendant programs were a priority of our state transit assistance block grant program, so that may even expand in the future to other BART stations. Stay tuned. On the priority side for 26, the portal remains our focus as they advance their design and get ready for contracting with major tunnel and civil providers next year. They'll be back at our board to you next month with a request to advance that work. We also are pleased that we were able to move some work along in the Bayview Caltrain Station, Quint Street, as well as BART and Muni core capacity programs. The eco-friendly project we hope will also take shape. Thank you for your approval of that study last year. And we continue to work on the I-280 Ocean Avenue ramp projects near City College and Balboa Park, BART Station. Moving to capital projects for capital projects in 2025 that you've seen many times before, a whole set of the prior slide. The capital projects, not just on YBI, but again, we are working on the 280 and other PACs, Pennsylvania Avenue rail extension that would continue the portal down southward. But the capital project focus, of course, last year was on Yerba Buena. I just want to appreciate Carl Holmes, our deputy for capital, for keeping all of these incredibly complex projects on track, on schedule, on budget. And we are looking forward again to celebrating their completion in this calendar year. Next slide. Looking ahead, we continue to support sponsors, everyone from MTA for their very wide-ranging capital program to TJPA, BART, and all the other operators in the region. We continue to oversee things like the core capacity program and Caltrain's next generation work. Next slide. On the TNC side, with our TNC tax, we've been able to keep a lot of the SFMTA's traffic calming and quick builds moving with that work. We allocated about $7 million of TNC tax funds, Prop D funds, to the SFMTA for those projects. And on the policy side, we continue to monitor and weigh in according to the TA and San Francisco's priorities at the national, state, and even local levels to monitor all the activities that are happening in this fast-moving area. This is just a whole range of activities, including two pretty important federal bills that are just released, and we're monitoring as we speak and continuing on to develop state regulations with California DMV and California PUC. Next slide. We continue to make sure that reporting is strong and our financial stewardship is sound of taxpayer funds. We've had, again, a clean audit. Thank you to Cynthia Fong and her team for their hard work, earning an eighth certificate of achievement in excellence for financial reporting. And we also continue to maintain a AAA rating from Fitch for our revenue bonds and approved. Thank you for approving the $60 million for the revolver loan to keep, again, projects moving. Next slide. On agency overall development, we continue to focus on things like our racial equity work that was outlined in our action plan, and continue to try to encourage the participation as much as possible of smaller contractors in our work, for example. And we are pleased that we were able to hire some new staff, receive some awards, and completed our staff survey and salary surveys last year for the board's consideration going forward. We also conducted strategic planning to look ahead for the next few years. And the next slide will describe some of the outcomes of that strategic planning. This is very similar to some of the prior five-year initiatives that we had set previously, but moving more to the implementation side as we prepare to become an operating agency functioning as your TIMA agency to do bike share, on-island shuttle, and ferry over the coming year and year or two. That's very exciting. We're also shaping or helping to shape policies through all the new revenue work in partnership with the city and the region, leveraging, again, our local money with those regional dollars. And, of course, the priority there also being the securing of the operating funds for Muni, BART, Caltrain, and other operators. And then finally, we're focused, of course, on program delivery, not just on Yerba Buena, but across the city, and helping the partners deliver their projects and moving to the next generation of projects for our capital projects team. Very much focused, I think, on the planning side, on the freeway opportunity to manage freeway management of the lanes on 101 and 280 as they are starting to get more and more congested. We presented that to you in our downtown study last summer, and then we again reported, and you all gave us feedback. Thank you so much on the congestion management program in December. And just today, again, there's an article in the paper again about the rising congestion. So we do want to support a healthy recovery, and downtown recovery remains everyone's priority. So that's top of our mind. And moving forward, we want to also ensure safety. Thank you to Chair Melgar and all of you for approving the Safe Streets Act last year, and happy to see Mayor Lurie's implementation executive order, and we'll be working collaboratively with all of the agencies to provide a hearing on that sometime in late 26, quite likely, as we build all these organizational excellence programs as well into our work. With that, I'm happy to take questions, but wanted to end by thanking you all and your staff on the next slide with these are just some highlights. I think I've covered a lot of them in the prior comments. Can we go to the next slide, Yvette? Thank you. Thank you so much to you and your staff, particularly your transportation legislative policy aides, and really could not do our work without you all. And thank you so much to our staff and our partners and our CAC as well for guiding us as we move forward to continue this important work into 2026. Thank you.
Thank you so much for that very comprehensive report, Director Chang. I don't see anyone on the roster with questions or comments. This is an action item, so we will take public comment, and I will entertain a motion to approve it. So let's go to public comment on this item, please, Madam Clerk.
Is there anyone in the chamber who wishes to speak on item 6, the 2025 annual report? And there is. Just a moment, please.
Good afternoon, board.
Just a moment. I'm going to set you up here. Okay. Your 2 minutes begins now.
Good afternoon, board. Griffin Lee here representing Connected SF staff and our members. The one thing out of this presentation we would all encourage from our staff to membership is cost-benefit analysis moving forward on each project. We've seen the detriment and the negative effects take place on major capital projects such as Van Ness. Geary's going through it right now. If you talk to the small businesses between Park Presidio and beyond to like 25th Avenue, there needs to be a reality check in how we determine what projects we actually move forward with and which ones we maybe scale back. I mean, I could continue on with the Valencia Street corridor. Businesses have felt the effects of these long-range projects. We're not saying every project is a bad project, but there needs to be better financial analysis and cost-benefit analysis to determine the feasibility, one, but also what outcomes are we trying to achieve? In this presentation, a lot of information, but no very targeted goals tied to these projects either. So I think to end again, not to be tone deaf, but let's try and implement processes around cost-benefit analyses on all these projects. Thank you so much.
Thank you for your comment. Is there anyone else in the chamber who wishes to speak on item 6? There is. And your 2 minutes begins now.
Hi, it's really just a comment. My name is Mika. I am the founder of a little group on here called SF Drivers. Just wanted to introduce myself, say hi. This is actually my first meeting, and that I will be attending many more meetings to come. So thank you guys for your service, and that's all I really had to say.
Thank you. Is there anyone else who would like to speak on item 6? I mean, yes, item 6. There is not.
Okay, public comment is now closed. Thank you so much. Colleagues, may I have a motion to approve this report? Mahmoud, seconded by Chen. Let's call the roll, please, Madam Clerk.
Commissioner, on the motion to approve item 6, Commissioner Chan.
Aye.
Chan, aye. Commissioner Chin.
Aye.
Chin, aye. Commissioner Dorsey.
Aye.
Dorsey, aye. Commissioner Fielder. Fielder, aye. Commissioner Mahmoud.
Aye.
Mahmoud, aye. Commissioner Mandelman. Mandelman, aye. Chair Melgar?
Aye.
Melgar, aye. Vice Chair Sauter?
Aye.
Sauter, aye. Commissioner Sherrill?
Aye.
Sherrill, aye. Commissioner Walton?
Aye.
Walton, aye. Commissioner Wong?
Aye.
Wong, aye. Chair, there are 11 ayes. We have final approval.
Great. Let's go to item number 7, please.
Item 7, introduction of new items. This is an information item.
I have a Commissioner Walton on the roster.
Thank you so much, Chair Melgar. Colleagues, as you know, we've been addressing governance with Caltrain for decades, but definitely for the last few years. I have been asked to serve on the governance ad hoc committee, and I am requesting support from staff on the governance work to ensure that we have the proper technical and policy expertise for this process. And I have also had conversations with Director Chang as well on this. Thank you.
Thank you. I don't see anyone else on the roster. I want to thank you, Commissioner Walton, for your years-long commitment to Caltrain and to representing San Francisco on that very important board. And your work this past year has been very impactful. So thank you so much for that. So with that, I guess we have to take public comment on this. Let's do that.
Is there anyone in the chamber who wishes to speak on item 7, new items? There is not.
Okay, public comment is now closed. Madam Clerk, let's go to item number 8.
Item 8, public comment. Is there anyone in the chamber who wishes to speak on item 8? There is not.
Okay, public comment is now closed. Madam Clerk, please call the next item.
Item 9, adjournment.
Okay, we're adjourned. Thank you.
We'll be right back.